My temp is at 2 smart. Yeah, it's just 11:04. It's 11:04. And the board will reconvene into open session. Now, Tony, if you would please.
You saw it hit everybody.
There was no action taken. Oh, where'd she go?
Bathroom break.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Mrs. Gonzalez is back with us, and there was no action taken, and Tony.
Item 8A is discussion and possible action regarding health benefits RFP 1208, Ms. Carrasco and Mr. Carmel.
From the board. Yes, sir, Mr. Rodriguez.
Madam Chair, Mr. McGraw, can you point out to those numbers that you had the last time?
From the presentation?
Correct. Page 54, but what I was referring to is the numbers that you were looking at when you break down the year before on Blue Cross Blue Shield and the current year, or their proposal.
Thank you.
So, Madam President and members of the board, Dr. Murphy, I'm Randy McGraw, the president of the consultant.
Speak up a little, please, Mr. McGraw.
Randy McGraw.
You want to take a mic?
Can you see the screen okay?
Not that good.
Not totally.
Probably have to come down.
Yeah.
Part of the spreadsheet that broke out the actual fees and limits of liability. I was just going to say there's a summary information where I can expand it with all the detail. If you want the detailed version to print.
Thank you.
Hey, that's mine.
Would the board have a problem if while we're getting this done due to the late hour, that we move on to maybe another agenda item?
Yes, let's do the consent.
Well, we've got 8C, which is going to be no action at this time. And then we've got the consent agenda. You want to do the consent agenda?
Yeah.
Yeah, can we go to the consent agenda, Steve?
You're going to need to pass, you want to do that.
Okay.
8B, and 8F.
Except for we lost Tony.
But we're on.
Okay, we're turned on.
That's okay, you can, if the board, if this will the board, if you want to table 8, D, E, and F, and bring it back on the 26th, you certainly can, it's up to you all.
Didn't we already?
Yes.
Are we going to table 8, D, E, and F?
Yes.
Okay, I make a motion to table 8, D, E, and F.
I'll second.
And that takes us to the consent agenda.
Well, we have to vote on that.
Oh, sorry.
You want to just call?
Yeah, you call.
Or you want me to call?
Motion made and seconded to.
Table.
You want to postpone it until the 26th, is what I'm hearing. Then we'd like to, motion made to postpone 8, D, E, and F, actually C, D, E, and F, until the 26th. And go ahead and call it, Armando.
Okay. Ms. Quintana?
Yes.
Ms. Mendoza?
Yes.
Ms. Searls?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Casares?
Yes.
And me, yes.
Okay, and that takes us to the consent agenda, 9A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, and Q. Do I have anybody who would like to take any of these off for discussion?
Madam President, I think we need to look at item H separately, because I don't think we have a true price yet. We're going to be a little more guidance from the board on H as far as the tracking services.
And then let's remove, with the board's permission, I'd like to remove H, the track and field renovations, until next Tuesday's, no?
To discuss.
Just to discuss, okay. I'd like to remove H, 9H, to discuss. So the consent agenda would be A through Q with H removed for discussion. And.
Is there anybody else who wants to remove anything?
I know, that's what I'm looking at, something real quick. Yeah.
I'd like to remove K, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Pull K for separate discussion.
Okay, H and K are pulled for separate discussion.
And?
Who else?
H and K, and that's it?
I don't know.
N.
Hang on.
N?
M.
As in nighttime?
As in Nancy, nighttime. Nighty night. Anything else? Mr. Rodriguez, are there any of the others that you would?
Yes.
Really?
N and. It's two. Oh, just real quick.
N and O? Okay.
O.
So we want to remove H, K, N like Nancy, and O like Oscar. Everybody good with that? Would anyone else like to remove anything from the consent agenda? Hearing none.
Through the chair.
Yes, sir.
Administration recommends that you approve consent agenda with exception of items H, K, N, and O.
H, K, N, and O. Okay. Any further discussion?
I so move.
Second from Mrs. Kosaris?
I'll second.
Okay. Tony, we have a motion made and seconded to accept the consent agenda as the administration has recommended with the exception of H, K, N, and O. Could you please?
Mrs. Kosaris?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Ross?
Yes. Are we ready to go back, or do you want to?
Yes.
Okay.
Go back to them.
With that, we will go back to 8A, our health benefits RFP 1208. And Mr. Rodriguez, you've asked for some additional paperwork here.
Can you go over that?
Would you like to walk through that?
Yes, please.
Sure. So, and I have it on the screen too, but this is easier for the microphone. So what you have before you is the detail of the breakout of fees and premiums and limits and liability related to the reinsurance contracts.
We have copies.
I got just a copy of things. And this is all of the detail of the best of final offers that came back from the three finalists. And so it's laid out in columns, and you can see in the left, or the first column going from left to right, where the current fees and factors under the current contract, which exists through the end of December of 2012. And then the three finalists are listed in alphabetical order, Aetna, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Healthscope. Going across the top, the names of the reinsurance carriers are listed also. And you see some descriptions about the specific stop-loss deductible. This is a reinsurance contract that protects the district from a catastrophic loss on any single individual. And the deductible, it's identified there as $125,000 per person. The line below that spells out the terms of the coverage of that contract. The existing contract with Blue Cross and Blue Shield is what's referred to as a paid contract. So you notice on the line that says incurred and paid basis, it says paid /12 for Blue Cross Blue Shield. And for Aetna and Healthscope, it says 12/12. And the first number is telling you the time period in which claims are incurred. And the second time period is telling you the time period in which they're paid. Because as we described last time, there's a lag time for gets incurred when it gets paid. So the contract we have with Blue Cross and Blue Shield says that it doesn't really matter when it gets incurred. If it gets paid in the term of the contract, it's covered because they're the incumbent carrier. And then also, if you skip all the way to the bottom of the sheet under the current column for Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you notice that there's three rows that are labeled Terminal Claims Administration, Terminal Claims Liability, and total run-out estimate. So that would be a provision in your existing agreement with Blue Cross Blue Shield as well, and that if you terminate the contract, that would limit the liability to the district for the claims that come spilling out of it, or it occurred before the end of 2012, but might get paid in 2013. So because your existing contract already has that part of the risk insured, now if we go back up to the top, the row that says incurred and paid, notice that Aetna's in Healthscope says 12/12, meaning that they only start to cover claims that happen after January 1 of 2013. There's no reason to purchase insurance from those two vendors because you already have purchased it from Blue Cross and Blue Shield. So come back and touch on that part.
So what you're saying is we're covered till January already?
Correct.
And that they wouldn't even need to cover us in that period?
Correct. So this would be, for example, if somebody, you know, on December the 15th had a claim of $200,000, but by the time it gets submitted for payment, it rolls past January the 1st. Blue Cross insures that claim, even though it doesn't get paid if you were to terminate it. They'll continue to pay the claims that are incurred and not yet paid, you know, and spill over into the next 3 months of the year. So there's no reason to ask either Aetna or Healthscope to insure that risk. Blue Cross is already insured.
Understandable.
So that's why there's a difference in that, in those factors or that terminology up there. So as we come down, we notice it has a premium rate, and this is the premium for the specific stop-loss insurance. And you can see the current rate is $52.63 per employee per month. Aetna's cost is $42.43, and Blue Cross is at $42.18, and the proposal from Healthscope is at $45.06.
So they're charging us much more now than they will be in the future?
Actually what will happen in successive years is the premium from, in theory I guess, the premium from Aetna and Healthscope will likely go up faster in the successive years as it converts to the similar type of paid contract. So these are 12 contracts. And then the spreadsheet totals the premium for the year, which is essentially the number of employees times the rate times 12 months. And it just gives you a basis of comparison to your current premium. If you move on down the column or the sheet a little bit, it starts with the aggregate coverage. And this is another part of the reinsurance risk that protects the district from a lot of small claims. So in other words, if all 700 employees had a claim of $50,000, that would be a pretty big number. But no one person exceeded the $125,000 as an individual. So it's two forms of reinsurance. And again, you can see the rate per employee from each of the bidders. And you can see it extended out on an annual basis. And that's the summary of the fixed premium costs for the stop-loss reinsurance. Part that goes below that is spelling out the limit of the liability on the aggregate coverage. So each company has expressed they come up with a number they call the expected claims factor, and then you see a little bit below it says attachment factor, composite or EE attachment factor. So that is the number times the number of employees times 12 months. It sets the limit of liability on all the small claims that might happen. And then those are totaled out on the highlighted row that says annual attachment factor. So that what we've covered so far is this is telling you the premium charge for the reinsurance, and in a worst case scenario, what the maximum liability to the district is based on those terms. So at this point, I want to pause and say, remember though that both the columns for Aetna and Healthscope are not reflecting the cost the district would incur of the claims that spill out. So on the summary sheet, you'll notice we have, in the other rows that were in the presentation, it shows you the estimate of what the true cost is to the district. This is just showing you what the limit of the liability is based on those different terms of the contract. Down below, now we get into the fees charged for administration. Fortunately, the spreadsheet is set up to accommodate a lot of different combinations, but in the best and final, everybody pretty well quoted what are called composite rates. So you can see the fees for medical administration are $41.26 for Aetna and $38.02 for Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And then Healthscope is significantly less, like we talked about in the last meeting. They're a third-party administrator. They're $20.95. The next line below, HIB stands for Hospital Indemnity Benefit. So you do have a small benefit for employees that have other coverage elsewhere. So, for example, you may have an employee who's also got coverage to the military or a spouse or working for the government. So the district offers them extra benefits or scaled-down benefits, and it's really limited liability to the district. So if the carrier had a fee to process those people, then that's illustrated there as well. Under the Aetna plan, there's the you have a high deductible health plan with a consumer-driven approach and a health savings account, and some of the carriers have an additional fee to manage the interface between the operation of the health plan and a banking account that the employee may or may not have set up to hold money that they use to accumulate and offset the deductible. So that's a fee that's only assessed to the people that are actually enrolled in that plan and open a bank.
Bless you.
You go down a little bit lower, each of the companies, through their pharmacy benefit management program, we refer to those as the PBM, those are the people that manage the prescription drug part of the benefit of the medical plan itself. And in those plans, there are opportunities to recover rebates from pharmaceutical manufacturers based on the utilization of drugs by your employees in the plan. So in this case, the carriers give you some guarantees on what the rebate might be. And Aetna and Blue Cross and Blue Shield actually advance that money up front and allow you to net that out against the fee that you pay them. Under their provisions with Healthscope, you actually have to wait until the rebates are accumulated and then they return those to the district. For comparison purposes, we laid them all out, you know, what the value of that factor was. So that's why that's expressed as a negative money, dollar value. And then you see the net cost of administration from the third-party administrator, and it totals out the administrative fees, and then the spreadsheet starts to add everything together. So the line that says fixed annual cost is the sum of the premiums and the administrative fees, and like we said last week, those are the costs that the district pays before anybody has a claim. And then you see the limits of the liability expressed below, and you see those total. And then at the bottom part again, it's showing you what the anticipated or the worst case scenario is for your one-out expense. That's the detail of this sheet, you know, that feeds into the summary comparison in the presentation.
Another quick question. Can you please explain what happened about 2 years ago when Blue Cross Blue Shield came and asked for more, I believe, on the administrative cost, but at the back end?
Well, to my recollection, I believe it was at least 2, if not 3 years ago. I'd have to look, you know, but at one point in time, there was a significant increase in the stop-loss premium, and there was a change in the administrative fee. The increase in the stop-loss premium was a lot more significant or higher than the administrative fee. And I want to say, off the top of my head, it was something like a 20 or 30% increase, which, as we discussed, you know, last week too, that's a function of the risk, you know, that's in the plan. So, and each, you know, I would say that each company or each underwriter who's underwriting the risk, I like to say, went to the same school of math. So, you know, essentially they're looking at, you know, the known information. Like we mentioned before, in the RFP process, we provided all of the bidders 3 years of claims history on the district so they could look at the risk. And then also, I mean, they look at all the claims paid, they look at how many people are covered, and then they like to look at the larger claims, typically those that are like in excess of $50,000. And then, you know, they're provided information on a description of that, you know, that particular claim and whether or not it's ongoing or if
that, left. That 20-30%, how much would it come out to in value?
The premium in the most current year is at $490,000. So if we, you know, and it didn't go up too much after that. So that's, you know, it's probably in the neighborhood of $60,000 to $90,000 was the impact of the increase in the year premium. premium drop substantially.
Just on that part, right?
Just on that part. Yeah, the administrative fee to the Blue Cross changed that year too, but that was like less than $20,000 total.
So that's just on that part, but looking at the total amount, and I guess what I brought up last time, and I'll bring it up again, is I just have a concern when 2 years ago we had our insurance administrator ask us to increase the amount of money for their administrative costs and some other costs, but at the back end they were going to reduce those fees, and at the back end that would be to who? Or how would they go about that?
So I don't recall what
you're on the saying. RX.
They raised the rebates on the prescription drug guarantee, I think that's
what it was. So is that correct, the RX part?
Right. Yeah. And I think at the same time they did increase that by a couple of dollars per quarter.
And so I mean, and then now my concern was, let's go out, you know, let's see what the market is and let the market take care of itself. And now we're looking at two more years and we see where they were charging us a certain amount, and now they're decreased that when there's a competitive market. And so it's just a major concern to me. I have other concerns with it as well, but that's one of the major concerns I have. Looking at this, I guess to be fair about it, the best way to go about it would be to either go with another individual, either Aetna or HealthScope, or the other is to go out with another RFP and see if we're able to better look at something. I just have a concern when Blue Cross Blue Shield did that. The other thing that concerns me, looking at, what was the other issue? You know, what comes to say 3 years from now, they're going to want an increase. So I would, depending on what the rest of the board feels, but those are the questions I have for you.
I know that I have a problem with Blue Cross Blue Shield holding people hostage and telling them where they're going to go and where they're not going to go, and that a certain group is excluded because they're asking for fair pay. That it really does not, I do not like that. And I respect the committee wholeheartedly, but I really am rubbed the wrong way by Blue Cross Blue Shield holding our district hostage so that they can make extra money and not give us fair service to our constituents here in the district. I think that's very wrong. That's my 10 cents worth for the record. I do not like what they're doing. Does anyone else have any comments? Do I have a motion?
I would like to make a motion.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to approve administration's recommendation that the award for RFP 12-08 medical plan administration to Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas and the group term life insurance to Aetna.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion made and seconded for our group term life insurance to be for Aetna and our medical plan administration to Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas. Is there any further discussion? Yes, sir. Mr. Rodriguez?
Just depending on how the outcome of the vote is, I would hope that, you know, we instituted a policy every 5 years. We go out for RFQs to make sure that we're getting the best price or the best service, and either or, it would be nice to get both. But that we really scrutinize this, and that we look at every 3 years to make sure that they don't come back and say, we need to increase this administrative fee, and then when it comes down for the market to come in, they come down.
So if I could address that for you, that the actual RFP was structured to have an initial term of 3 years with 2 one-year extensions. And then, you know, as in any agreement, once you award it, whoever it is, you know, is awarded, you know, most of the districts prefer to have some type of clause where you basically you want to bind them to a time period as best as you can, but you want to reserve the right to change, you know, in midstream if necessary. So those are things that can be addressed in this contract, no matter who.
Can we? Well, let's see how the vote comes.
Which, what I'm hearing you say is that pending the outcome of tonight's vote, we can then determine the way the contract will read?
Correct. You haven't actually entered into an agreement with anybody yet.
Okay. So I understand.
Sorry, your attorney could help.
Very good. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah. So even the last several times you've done this, your attorney has been real active in reviewing the terms and conditions, making sure that they're written in the best interest of the district. And that's no matter who you pick.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. McGraw. Any other questions, comments? Tony?
Mrs. Cousin?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes. And thank you to the committee for staying around. You see what we do with our nights, with the good times? Thank you very much for staying. We appreciate your time, your effort, and thank you, Ms. Maxim, for your input, too. It was very kind of y'all. Tony, I believe that will take us to 9H, track and field renovations.
Ms. Matthews, her first time up in front of us.
Good evening, Ms. Matthews.
Good evening. So I met with the conventions this week, and we talked a little bit about, communication on the law, projects that they're.
Can you speak up a little, please, or into the. There you go.
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry. So we talked about the track and field and the prices that came in, and I know that you guys have reviewed that and you're good with that. And we have two things. One, it seems that after reviewing it, we're working with their soils testing engineer to see if we can do their pricing out kind of like a deductive change order to see if with some soils testing we can reduce the area of that had the substance. And narrowing that as well as the depth, because it was originally planned for 15 feet, and uh-huh. Maybe also possible for it to be as shallow as only 8 feet deep and still fully address the issue. So they're estimating that right now. So that's on a positive note. And then on the other side, of course, just to keep in mind that the total, the numbers that we have for the bond are project costs. And so hopefully that amount that we can compensate will be traded off by the design. By the design fee, which we get to account for. So, just to give you a heads up.
What's administrator's recommendation?
Because I know that this is a very time-sensitive issue, I would say that we do have to move forward so we can do that for the school.
To which one?
That's for the
runner sports services.
Track and field renovation, the three tracks.
And are they capable?
You know, I haven't actually seen the contract because one thing that I would be interested to see is how many calendar days are in it and if we have any liquidated damages or if it's awarded, how strongly we can, we'll be able to hold on to that to see how that falls in the school year. But I'm sure we can take a look at that and make it effective.
So is administration recommending the low bid?
Yes.
We're recommending the low bidder. We're not sure of the proper numbers yet. It's not going to exceed the total we gave you last week. It's probably going to be less because we are value engineering. We went back and asked for a best and final offer on that too.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to work it down so we can get a better price.
So what I'm hearing is administration is recommending Renner Sports Services. Okay.
Lord.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Coronado.
What would be the difference if we don't require the performance bond?
We can't.
We can't because it's over $100,000.
So we have to.
technically we have to pass them.
If it's, but this is joined with various different projects, it's not one.
But we combined it as one bid.
As one bid? What if you undid that?
If we undid that, then we'd have to go out for bid again.
Right, no, but would they come down under the 100,000 as a separate project?
I have to check on that.
And what would be the savings if we don't require the bond?
What's 5%?
Like 5%.
5%?
But then you were also holding the risk. It does happen.
I hear you. It's
so if they do the job that doesn't come out good, we've got the funds to get back them up.
I just want to see what the percentage cost of the bond was giving to us.
Okay.
All I see here is track and field renovations. I don't see any action, any... recommendation.
It depends. You know, one thing that we could do if you are indeed having a special meeting, we could do a recommendation to approve the contract amount,
It's all the consent agenda. The consent agenda.
So we're good.
Consideration okay. And approval. You can approve it tonight if you want to.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. And that's an amount that would be not to exceed that.
Right. It would not to exceed the $282,000.
Not to include alloy's design fee. That's what she's telling you. The trade-off is we're probably going to get a cheaper price than what the bid is right now. However, it'll probably be compensated by alloy's design fee, and we're just letting the board know that.
What about the alternate?
Yes, that does not include the alternate, and neither does it include a contingency. And when you're dealing with soil conditions, that's
significant. So our motion would be that we would enter into negotiations with Renner Sports Services for a fee not to exceed $282,179. With an alternative of $29,197, or just consent
just
agenda and move
someone,
on.
Whoever wants to make the motion to move as administration's recommendation on the consent agenda.
I didn't hear the. I didn't
hear what Mr. Rodriguez said. It would be so move on the consent agenda, right?
To take the administration.
No, they have got the way that it's presented. They've got two items. They're going to have to pick one.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the administration's recommendation?
Renner. I'll move then to choose the Renner Sports Services at $282,179 with their alternate of $29,197, not to include contingencies or an architect's fee.
Correct.
Is there a second?
Can I just ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to be asphalt, or what's going to be the material?
No, it's going to be it's not going to be asphalt.
It's going to be cement.
No, it's not going to be. It's not going to be latex. It's an aggregate, and we pick the one that has like a sealer, kind of like for endurance. And it's not the premium, but it's the one that will give you the longest life. It's not the cheapest. It's the most that will give you the best long-term cost. If you compare first cost versus lifetime costs. They did a solid selection of that.
Okay, and when this kind of material is laid, what's the process? Is it rolled, or do they check for densities? How do they make sure that it's done? You just lay it on there? I want to make sure that it's done appropriately. I mean, what's our guarantee that they're doing it right?
Well, in the spec, the company will come, it includes the warranty of the installation. There's only want to have an installer that's licensed and bonded. It is just a resurfacing, so they won't go in and recompact or over-excavate or something like that. They're going to go over the existing track except for the two spots. And in those two spots, they're going to go down, depending on the soils testing, from 15, but to reduce that to 8 feet. We're also trying, instead of making it so wide, to narrow it. And what they're going to do there is they're going to go down and they're going to put geomesh, which will help tense it and give it some strength in case that, because I know it's like some organic material that had been decomposing. They'll put in like 3 feet compact do some compaction testing, put in another geomesh, and they'll build up those two sections of that single track that's having that subsistence issue.
And what's the guarantee on the work, on the workmanship?
The general contractor provides a 1 year, and then which is fairly typical, mm-hmm. and then whatever the manufacturer's warranty is on the actual installation.
Okay, that's all.
I'll second that.
I can't say that what we have on the high school right now is a latex base, so that's why we're having issues there. This is going to be a lot better quality than the other.
Yeah, that's correct, because it's not allowing it to breathe, so I think you're having some problems.
Just to be clear, we're not getting a new total track in Olarete or at CMS. The new track is at the high school. The other two are getting repairs, patches, and then the subsidence work at Olarete.
Right.
Okay. Motion made and seconded. Any other discussion? Yes, ma'am.
What is the alternate at price? What does that include?
The alternate was to make it the orange color so that it would go with the school colors. However, like a lot of products that are colored, they require a lot of UV protection because they tend to fade, and so they have to add some extra polymers or UV protection. So to change the color is the answer to that.
I thought you had recommended we didn't want to go with the color because it was going to run through. So should I then amend my motion not to have the alternate?
Yeah, if you amend your motion without the alternate, that's just fine.
Yes, then so amended without the alternate, please, Tony. And Ms. Mendoza, Ms. Quintana, can you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much. So the motion then would be to take Renner Sports Services at $282,179. And that does not include contingency or the architect's fee. And no alternate. Okay. Any other questions?
Mrs. Cassidy?
Yes.
Mr. Cardo?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strauss?
Yes.
That will take us to item 9K, purchase of 133 laptop computers for special education. Ms.
Hammond. Ms. Matthews, you can step back for just a minute.
I had this item pulled, and my question was, the bid was for 250 and not 133. Can you explain that? And I know it was left open for...
Right, the bid is actually on RFP 1211. Uh-huh. We went out for originally for 250, which was going to be a guaranteed purchase that we would purchase at least 250 laptops. Okay. But with the exception, we had the option to purchase more at the same price for up to a year at that same price. And we're going with that option to purchase another 133. Okay. In other words, we're probably going to be using this bid for the next year. We've got our prices locked in, so we can use that for the next year for our laptops and our desktop computers.
And it's the option is for more than?
We can buy as many more as we want for the year at the same price.
For the same year.
Okay, that'll keep us from having to go out for bid again. Now, I'll keep checking prices because sometimes prices will go down. If they go down, of course, we won't use it anymore. We'll be looking at other things.
Okay.
So I'm probably using one of the co-ops.
That's the other question.
That's right.
Would you like to?
I'll move item K to approve the purchase of the 133 laptop computers with special aid.
I'll second that. Tony?
Mrs. Casares?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strauss?
Yes.
Item 9N, purchase of contract for exterior painting of Canteo Elementary School 2011 bond funds.
Ms. Mathis, come on back.
There's several reasons why I pulled it. One, there we go again with the cooperatives on a timely basis, right? That's an excuse. We need to rush it.
Well, this was given to me
couple weeks ago.
And so, I mean, I just have a serious concern. One of the things that Ms. Matthews wants, one of the concerns I have, especially when you're going with the cooperatives, either if we're going to look at painting services or those type of services, then what if we're going to go out for a qualification or proposal, we need to look at it. But I have a concern when we're going with the cooperative. You see it's over the 10,000, so it has to come to us, and it's a general contractor. So on top of that, we're paying a general contractor, and then we're gonna they're going to be paying, you know, sub it out and pay for that. So the other issue that I had is the last time when we did painting in Ms. Brigham Uno at AMS, I just want to make sure, I don't know if that one cone primer is more than enough, and it says where needed, so I don't know, I just have several concerns, because then it goes to who's the individual we're giving the bid to? I mean the contractor,
it's,
or the work.
It's AO.
AO?
Yes, AO.
Okay.
So you would prefer to see it come from a...
And why are we going with AO instead of, let's say, a good faith estimate?
All right. Of the three bids, obviously, Medlock is a general contractor, and not a general contractor. They're like, they came in at $49,600. And after that, AO was at the middle at $30,000. And below, which was called Mackey's Property Management at $25,400, because apparently they had some previous experience with them at Kenetio Middle School, and because of that, they preferred to pay for the extra five. The recommendation was to pay for the 30 and move the 25.
And what was the issues?
I'm not sure what happened at Kenetio Middle School, but I mean, I'm sure it was the in-house recommended that they had had a more positive experience with AO than with Mackey's Property Management. I'm not aware of all the details.
Okay, and then looking at AO, we're looking at only two coats of paint, no...
And also there's a, a discrepancy in Mackey's did not... The one that it has at 30,000, it has additional square feet in it.
Right. Yeah, Mackey's didn't give us a quote on the total square footage.
But where's the primer?
You can see that Mackey's did 29,000 square feet, whereas the other one did 34,000 square feet.
Where?
It's not on ours.
Yeah. Let me also say that once I received these, I asked for 34,000 square feet. Also knowing the timelines, you know, I asked, for example, what are the calendar days? How can we hold them to a schedule? What can we do for those kinds of things? So I asked them this morning to send back at least, as at a minimum, what kind of calendar days and what kind of square feet they were committing to in this. On a short timeline. So their revised proposal includes 50 calendar days and 34,000 square feet. And yes. So those are some improvements that we made to this.
Compared to?
Well, compared to the other ones have do not include time frames, or this one doesn't include liquidated damages, but at least it breached the time frame. Nor does it include specific square feet.
Does AO include primer?
Does AO include primer? Yes, I believe so. Two coats of primer.
Okay, and what I would like to see, and especially on the other stuff too, we've discussed it. You know, if you're going to have the if it's a proposal, you know, that way we're able to compare what's the price, what does it include, and that. And I'm just saying in the future, so that way when you come, and, you know, I don't we had issues in the past.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to go back to those issues, but we're able to see, okay, these are the, let's say if it's a general contractor, this is a price, this is what it includes, and this is a comparison, and then that way we could analyze and say, okay, that's where, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Ms.
Matthews
and I spoke about this earlier today. The same
So as you can see, even some of these are relatively small size, but obviously of really importance to the campus. You can see how just a little bit of, or someone is, you know, like a miscellaneous project manager can and do those scopes, standardize those bids, and that can be some.
And the other issue is, I know you're new on board, but and you know the stuff that we got pretty much last year is, we're on a time crunch. We need to go out and go with the region cooperative because we have to do it. And so, and that's why I was saying, whether it's certain type of services that you might need contracted out, that if you could look in the future and see what those services are, so that way it's not, you know, these cooperatives, and we're able to get a better estimate to say the district and to see what's out there to do.
Oh, just to press in a timely manner.
Yes.
Okay.
So. That's all the questions.
I do have a question. When I look at AO, I do not see any primer. Unless you're looking at something I'm not looking
at. That's entirely possible. I mean, am I allowed to?
And the other thing, can you include the scope of work if you have that, so that way we're able to see? Because in the past we also had no scope of work, but we have different bids, and it was like, how would this person come in 10 and one at 5? And
yeah, you know, that's going to be some of these are verbal.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
The other issue that, I'm sorry not to,
but just to get
you some stuff and what we're going to be discussing. We need to find out what wages we're going to be going under, whether it's the Davis-Bacon or what, and so we'll probably need a presentation so that way we could follow through on that.
Right.
Because there was some discrepancies in the past where there's some questionable stuff that we could address that issue later.
Do you guys, the county wage rate, is that something that you guys have adopted?
Well, we could, I mean, that's something that we need to, in the past we've gone with the Davis-Bacon wages, so we need to discuss what we're going to go with, and then that way they all know, so we're making sure we're getting the people that have the craftsmanship in that area and not,
right.
You know.
We need to make sure that's in our RFPs.
Yeah, we'll need to know that before we go out for bid.
And do you feel comfortable with AO? With
I don't know if you know, remember High Ridge? This is High Ridge. They had to change their name because two companies had the
same name.
I guess he was, that's what High Ridge. So.
I mean, if I were just looking at these and knew nothing else, I would think the guy from Mackey's Property Management, he really lines it all out. He tells exactly what he's going to do. He had the Dunn Edwards people come in.
Could you supervise? I mean,
no, I think this was done before she was involved.
No, but I'm saying, you know, that's the lowest bid, but it looks like they had their stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, can we just make sure that
if you guys feel more comfortable with Mackey's, that's, you know, we're fine with that.
It just looks like they have
and
A-plus work, and the other people have just turned in a piece of paper.
Yeah, specifically when you look at how they put they specified how many square feet were over a certain height. I thought that was very thorough.
I do have a problem with prep and paint only two window frames.
But they're low enough where we can.
Well, I have a question, Mr. Ozzetano.
Mm-hmm.
When they submitted this, was there a, did they submit in the bid package the certificate of insurance?
Yeah, you see, this is not a bid package. This is through the three-quote process, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
So when we would go out for small, even if it would be a smaller RFPs, all those things would be in place, you know, with insurance.
Like before payments released, anything would verify that they have insurance.
But in the three-quote process, it's basically a PO and an invoice,
okay.
And that's kind of what this would fall under.
And I can tell you also that Mackey's is not on one of the first single offers, so we can't use them before it's over. It's still, well, it's under 50, though. It's under 50,000. Say it, we're okay.
Yeah, so it wouldn't go under a mall, but it's just straight through 12,000.
Ms. Matthews, you've looked at all of this. This is your area of expertise. Who are you suggesting we use?
Oh, yeah. Me, personally, I would probably go with Matthews Property Management.
Even though they said they were only painting two windows, where AO says they're going to paint exterior doors, metal roof cap, window trim, and one metal canopy.
You could approve, 30,000 to Matthews, and we could add whatever many windows fit into that. No, we cannot do that. Okay.
No, because you're changing your
course.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Is something that needs to be, do we need to take action tonight?
What we can do, if you want, we can go back and verify these bids and bring them back to you next week.
That would be appropriate.
It's something we need to move on.
Actually, I spoke to Connie, and I can't remember her last name, but...
It's Parker.
Yes, and so I think even if it was, regardless of those window frames, I mean, I think at this point, I would feel comfortable moving forward with Matthews so they could get that going, because I know she has a lot of work that she wants.
We're having a board meeting on Tuesday. Can you bring us more information on Tuesday?
Could you just bring us a firm recommendation on Tuesday?
Yeah,
that, you know, you've
yeah,
been on.
All these things.
Yes.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Any other questions or move on? Okay, I move to postpone the purchase of contract for exterior painting of Kaniateo Elementary School until next Tuesday, the 26th.
Second.
So you guys are going to need a clarification from the vendors?
That's correct.
Including AO.
We're going to make sure of the square footage, the amount of coatings.
That we get apples and apples and not apples and bananas. Thank you very much.
Ron, we'll meet that right Thursday.
Thursday?
Okay. That would agree.
Okay. That takes us to O.
9O is purchase of playground equipment for Bill Childress Elementary School.
It was just, I was going to pull, you know, some of these items, but I can't recall which exactly. And some of them, one of the conferences that we attended, some of them were more handicap accessible, but autistic kids. They showed us how just the details. Do you remember that? You know how they had the what is it called?
Merry-go-round.
Like the merry-go-round. Instead, they had it. There was some vendor that had it outside, but they showed how this other vendor had it inside like a cup, so that way when they spun around, it was just safety issues, just a lot of the technical, and I don't know if we looked at that when it came instead of just looking at, making sure that we address the safety issues instead of just making sure, not just safety, but the longevity of the product and actually... We have a picture of that product.
Yeah.
But could we look at that? Or are we in time crunch on this?
And then
the other issue is, and I forgot to pull out M, which it should have been all included in. Where are we? M? Was it M?
Oh.
Because some of them had those, the same vendors, and if we were able to look at economy of scales on that, we could have probably looked at saving.
Yeah, of grouping some of the, like, all the cameras,
yeah.
All the playgrounds, all those kinds of things. Yeah, certainly. And probably save the, mm-hmm. the individual vendors some trips.
I don't know if we want to table it, or if you all want to approve it.
I'm going to take a guess that the campus probably looked at this.
I don't,
That be safe to...
You've got to let the company decide.
Yeah, if this is what they wanted, would it be safe to say that, Dr. Murphy, that the campus has recommended? Because my experience says they very much care what their kids are going to play on.
I apologize. I do not know if Elvia has had... I don't know.
Ms. Maxson, what do you think? Would you?
I would want to see what we have done. I was very actively involved in the campus, at our campus.
And would you think that's standard procedure?
I can't say, but...
I do know that in BCE, regarding the sprinklers, I personally walked the entire sprinkler setup with Elvia. So she was very, so I can't imagine that she also wasn't very much involved.
Yeah, she cared enough about her sprinklers, she cares about, okay. I feel confident. Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Gatlin, do you know if they had anything to do with the campus itself?
No, I don't.
Nobody has any idea.
We do know that all bond projects require a sign-off by the principal in our new sign-off sheets. And again, Elvia personally walked it with me. So I would assume that we're okay there. But it is an assumption.
But knowing her myself, I think she probably knows what's going on.
So it just came to you already as is, or?
Well, the bids came to me. Mm-hmm. And then when I get the bids, I go back and make sure that they are purchasing cooperative. They do meet the...
I think we might have chose...
There are five shade canopies, two superstructures, and three small ones. And...
the ones at Garcia are just the canopies, the ones at playground. The children.
You want to move forward with this?
I think we should. I move to approve the purchase of the playground equipment for Bill Childress Elementary School with the 2011 bond funds.
I'll second that.
Tony?
Mrs. Cummings?
Yes.
Mr. Cornell?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Is that it? The German? Oh.
Are you going to do C
and D? No. C, D, E, and F were all postponed until Tuesday. Mm-hmm. That's adorable.
C, D, E, and F. But all others were taken care of.
So right.
Correct, Steve.
That would take us to 10A.
Item 10A is consider approval of recommendation of principal of Kennedy High School, Dr. Murphy.
President Searles, board members, audience members, it is with great pleasure that I bring to you a recommendation for the high school principalship at KNTO High School. It is recommended by administration that Ms. Angie Silvaggio, current principal at Canyon Hills Middle School and EPISD, be offered the principalship at KNTO High School.
Thank you, Dr. Murphy. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair, I so move.
Thank you, Mr. Coronado. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded to approve administration's recommendation for the principal of the KNTO High School. And I'm not sure the name right. Say it. Say it again.
Silvaggio.
Miss Silvaggio. Thank you. Any questions?
Mrs. Tony? Cáceres?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes. That'll take us to B.
Item 10B is consider approval of recommendation of Associate Superintendent, Dr. Martin.
President Searles, board members, audience members, it's with great pleasure that after 3 years of absence, we're able to bring you a recommendation to return and restore the Office of Associate Superintendent at KNTO ISD. And it is with great pleasure and a great enthusiasm that I recommend tonight the position go to Ms. Annette Brigham, longtime administrator and Canyon Teal resident here so at Canyon Teal High School.
And I'll second that.
Okay,
motion made, seconded, and thirded. Come on up, Ms. Brigham, that Ms. Brigham become our new associate superintendent.
We haven't voted yet.
We haven't voted yet. Any comments? Tony.
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Carmona?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs.
I'm acting like your cousin now.
Mrs. Charles?
Yes. Congratulations. Thank you, Ms. Brigham. And that takes us to
adjournment on June 20th at 12:16 a.m.
Thank you for it.
Oh, Miss Bingham.
Thank you.
Oh, we love you.